Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast, powered by Consultant Connect and sponsored by our friends at Research on Investment. Well, we listened to the feedback and we have some amazing new changes to the Jobs Team podcast this year, and we're going to include many more personal stories and new relevant content to our listeners. Today, I get the pleasure of speaking with Christina Paredes, who is the director of the Tallahassee-Leon County Office of Economic Vitality. She has over 15 years of experience in government and economic development and is dedicated to building strong alliances within the community. She has some really, really great tips on delegating and empowering her team members. So let's listen into that interview with Christina. Christina, I want to dive right in. You know, this industry, it's interesting. Not everybody, I'd say a lot of people, don't go to school to become an economic developer, although it's starting to become a little bit more popular. So I'm curious, what was your plan when you went to college?
Well, I moved to Tallahassee for school to go to Florida State University. And I had two plans. I was either going to go to law school and work in the state attorney's office, or I was going to go work for the state within the legislative branch as a staff director, analysis in one of the committees. That was something that I was really passionate about and wanted to do. And then I took a class in local government and found out through the assistant county administrator at the time that if you really want to get things done and make a big impact in your community quickly, the best way to do that was through local government. So I changed all my plans and went and got my master's in public administration and have been a public servant ever since.
I love it. And here you are. That's awesome.
Here I am. Yeah.
We love hearing those stories.
Yeah. And it just kind of happened naturally. I went from doing a lot of work with budget issues for the county, and then moved on to doing more back to my roots as, you know, intergovernmental relationships with city, county, and state. And then I had an opportunity to get involved in community development. And that was really eye-opening as we saw new things and new infrastructure projects coming on. And that's where I discovered economic development and have been in that field for about 5 or 6 years now.
Well, that's really cool. So I know leadership is always, you know, an ongoing challenge, and especially in economic development, you know, you're having to lead in a lot of different ways, not only your organization, but your community. What are some challenges that you're facing in your leadership, and what are some things maybe that you're doing to try to overcome those challenges?
So Nick, our organization is only about 3 years old, and prior to us being created, there was no long-term economic development strategic plan for our community. And when we first started, that was the first thing that we did, was develop a long-term economic development plan that focused on six areas. And then we went out and did an intense targeted industry focus. And that right there was something that also hadn't been done in 17 years for Tallahassee. So now that we have a long-term plan and some strategic key areas that we're seeking to activate, our biggest challenge right now is to work with all those businesses and community leaders to all work from that same plan so that we can really move Tallahassee forward.
Interesting. Love that. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, your personal characteristics. So everybody has, you know, certain strengths and weaknesses. What is one of your strongest personal qualities? So it's an opportunity to brag. And then how does that play into your personal leadership and your leadership style?
Well, one of my strongest qualities that I like to do is I like to talk to people about what our community has done and where we've come over the last 5 to 6 years. A lot of people don't realize what exists in our community beyond state government and the university system. So to talk about the cool companies that are headquartered here, the neat things that they're doing, and to just to see the look on their faces as they're like, wow, I didn't know that. So I guess a little bit of that storytelling is what I have a lot of fun with and a lot to do. And it's neat to see how that changes people's minds from students that are here at FSU to somebody who's lived in our community for 30, 40 years. I really do enjoy sitting down and talking to people and getting to know them and hearing a little bit from them so that I can go on and tell their story as well.
Yeah. And, you know, communities are changing so fast now that it can be easy to, you know, fall behind on that community story. So I think that's great that you're able to share kind of where you've been and where you're going. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And that's something that I've tried to learn too, is kind of building in my own story, because I had never intended on staying in Tallahassee. It was kind of accidentally on purpose. And it's really become my home. And I just like sharing that with others.
Well, it sounds like a great place to call home. So, you know, we live in a time where, you know, we have access to a lot of great leaders, whether it be through, you know, LinkedIn, Instagram, any other social media channel. We have this opportunity to hear directly from, you know, great leaders and even celebrities. Is there a leadership professional or, you know, maybe a celebrity that you follow or try to model your leadership after?
So I do a lot of reading, and I like to do a lot of historical reading. And I just finished this book called The Accidental President about Harry Truman. And it intently focuses on his first 120 days in office, which tend to be the most dynamic as far as history for any president. It was really interesting to read how this man who had a failed business, who wasn't exactly the world's best politician, step in and fill President Roosevelt's shoes in these really hard times. And he was very matter of fact, walked in the room, wanted to know what the facts were, what the next decision that needed to be made, and move through those in a quickly and expedited manner. And what I took away from that book was that you have to be able to make sure that you ask the right questions and the pointed ones to be able to inform you to make those key decisions to move forward and not spend so much time just spinning your wheels for talking's sake.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not just the right questions. Sometimes they can be the tough questions too, but you have to get those answers to really get the job done right.
Right. And be able to talk about those outcomes quickly and efficiently so that everybody has that same information walking in.
Sure. So throughout your leadership journey, you know, what is a really, really tough lesson that you've had to learn? And, you know, kind of tell us how that story went.
The toughest lesson I've had to learn is delegating. And I don't want to say forced into it, but when I went on the maternity leave, that was a big thing that I had like shepherded this project for a year and a half, and I'm going out on maternity leave. I had to catch somebody else up and turn the project over to them. And that was a really hard thing to do, especially when you work that long on it. And it's still a lesson that I'm learning today. You know, I've had a really lean staff for the past year and a half, and we finally put all the right people in the right seats on Monday, actually. So looking at that team and learning how to delegate and send the right person to ask those tough questions and the right questions so that we can address it and move forward. I think that's a hard lesson, because sometimes you're not the right person to be in the room for those conversations. Sometimes somebody else is much better at that. And it's learning.
Yeah. And understanding that too, that, you know, someone else may be better at a job than you are. It can be a humbling experience, but it can be one of the most beneficial when you empower your team to do things that they're better at than you. It can be a very, very, you know, a great experience for them and for you.
Right. Because you hired them for a reason. You hired them for that skill set, and to make sure that you got the skills matched up with the job is really important. And that means sometimes as a leader, you have to step away and let them do their job. And it may not be the way you would have written it or you would have done it, but that doesn't make it necessarily mean that it's wrong.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, as we kind of kick off the new year here, you know, I'm wondering, is there a word or phrase that you're focused on in 2020? What's something that, you know, is you're going to really think about this year?
Oh, well, I think we just talked about it, Nick. I just delegating.
Sure.
Because like I just said, we just filled out our team for the first time in a year. We're fully staffed with the right people in the right seats. So making sure that that we turn over those key projects to them, making sure that, you know, you delegate the right task to them that matches
their skill set. And that's something that we're really going to be focused on in 2020.
Well, Christina, the new team is lucky to have your leadership this year. We really appreciate you being on the Jobs Team podcast today, and we wish you a great 2020.
Thank you so much, Nick. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Hey, so we just got back from Economics, and we had so many communities that were asking, how do we host Economics? Well, there's certainly a process that goes into that, but there's other ways that you can get site consultants into your community, and that is by way of our regional summits. And they have become very popular. We were able to do about a dozen of those in 2019, and we're almost full for this year, but we still have a couple of slots open. So it is an opportunity for you to bring in 5 to 6 great site consultants to meet with your team, meet with your regional partners, maybe elected officials, community CEOs, and really help tell that story. I think what a lot of consultants have said to us in the past that, you know, their perceptions might be off on your community just because they haven't been there in a while. So this is an opportunity for you to bring in some really great active site consultants that are working projects in industries that you're focused on, and we'll help you through all that. But it's a great opportunity to, you know, get some people on the ground and help retell that community story and, you know, how maybe your community has changed in the last 5 years. So please feel free to reach out, email me, Nick, N-I-C-K, at consultantconnect.org, and I'd love to talk about bringing some consultants to your community. You know, Carla, one of the amazing things that we get to do with the America's Jobs Team podcast is we get to interview some really great leaders in economic development. You know, we have a kind of an important deadline coming up, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, as Consultant Connect, one of my most favorite things that we do is to nominate and share with the world the top 50 economic developers each year. And we're only able to do that because the listening audience of the America's Jobs Team podcast and our site consultant community and other economic developers across the nation nominate individuals. And that deadline is coming up here soon. So, Nick, remind the listening audience when the nominations are due and how to actually nominate somebody for such an incredible award.
Yeah, so we make it really simple. So you simply go to www.consultantconnect.org/top50. And you only have 2 weeks to do it. And we have had so many great nominations come in, but we want to see so many more. It's probably one of the funnest parts of our jobs is getting able to read the nominations of all these amazing people. It's unfortunate that we only get to pick 50.
Absolutely. So if you have somebody in mind that you've worked with, that you think is just an incredible economic developer, we encourage you to get that nomination in before January 30th. Again, you go to www.consultantconnect.org/top50 or reach out to Nick or I and we can forward that link on to you as well.
Well, that was really, really great to talk to Christina today. We hope you enjoyed the new format. We have a lot of great content coming in 2020, and we really look forward to having you join us on the America's Jobs Team podcast.